More than any other movie I've seen recently, Room seems to elicit the same response from people. It's a, I don't know about that. It seems too intense for me. There's a resistance there, I think, because of the subject matter. There is also an assumption that this will be a dark film, and while there is darkness there, it's also a joyous film about the stories we tell ourselves. Room is about a mother, Ma, and her 5-year-old son, Jack. Ma was abducted when she was 17, and she has been held captive in a modified garden shed for the past 7 years. Inside the tiny space, she has created an entire world for Jack, complete with various ways of explaining the way they live. It seems cliche to point out that narratives are important to the way we live. Jonathan Gottschild, in his book, The Storytelling Animal, has argued that our brains are fundamentally wired for narrative, and that telling and hearing stories helps us navigate complex social realities. Just as a flight simulator can help a pilot prepare for a tricky landing, stories with a sticky moral center can serve as a kind of practice run for real-life situations. Room understands the importance of narrative, in the kinds of stories we tell ourselves. Because of all the bedtime stories Ma could tell to Jack, she chooses Alexandre Dumas' The Count of Monte Cristo, which she tells him from memory. The Count of Monte Cristo is about a young man, Edmond Dantes, who is wrongfully imprisoned. After 6 years in jail, Edmond is about to commit suicide when a neighboring prisoner befriends him and helps him escape. He then acquires a fortune, adopts a new identity, and sets about seeking revenge on those who imprisoned him. Additionally, the most visible book on Ma's small nightstand, a gift from the man who imprisoned her, Old Nick, and who frequently returns in the night to rape her, is the historical novel Memoirs of a Geisha. The role of a geisha is primarily that of an entertainer, mostly through music, dance, and conversation, for male customers. Though historical debate about the practice varies, in the novel, the young geisha is able to rise to power through the money raised for her deflowering ceremony. But I think the novel's placement next to the bed has less to do with the actual historical reality of the lives of the geisha in Japanese society, but as a reflection on the man who would give it to her. It's not the lived reality and history of a geisha that Old Nick had in mind when he kidnapped a young girl and locked her in the shed, but a dark and twisted version of a desire to control and capture. But I think Room succeeds because it refuses to give in to the lure of revenge, the emotion which propels the Count of Monte Cristo. Since the trailer prominently features their escape, I'm not spoiling anything when I tell you that Ma is able to escape from the shed, just like Edmond Dantes, with the help of her fellow prisoner, Jack. It is Jack that Ma must trust to play dead and find help, a little boy who has never known life outside of captivity. The trailer shows this escape rather than hiding it, because Room is not really a story about their escape, and it's not about their revenge. It's about what comes after. It's a story about how we rebuild what others try to take. The movie underscores this point later by having Ma's mother prominently reading Marcus Zusak's novel, The Book Thief, about a young girl living in Germany during World War II. She begins to steal books the Nazis seek to destroy and to write her own stories. But it is also about the false lure of stories and the seductive comfort we can take in them. The first part of the movie takes place entirely inside the shed, or as Jack and Ma call it, room. We see the world primarily through Jack's eyes, so the camera is always inside the space. And even though we know the shed must be small, it doesn't feel small. Ma doesn't seem to have any real plans for escape, but when the circumstances shift slightly, she begins to plot in earnest. But to do so means she must break the cocoon of stories she has woven around her and Jack. The first time Ma begins to tell Jack about the outside world and how Old Nick stole Ma from it, he doesn't want any part of it. He screams at her, "I want a different story!" And she shouts back, "This is the story that you get!" And yet, after they escape, what Jack wants is for Ma to take him back to Room to say goodbye. It's only then, with the outside door open and the camera outside of Room, that we see Room's actual size. It's not lit from inside with Ma's love and imagination, but small and bare in the harsh sunlight. Without the story that kept Jack safe, Room is nothing.